Blog Talk Radio.
Have a little heart and soul. Let the angels take control. Let them help along the way. Have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. Have a little heart and soul. Let the angels take control. It's a brand new day. But you gotta have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. In the moment, in the silence, if you listen, you will hear all the answers to your questions. They suddenly appear. Have a little heart and soul. Let the angels take control. Let them help along the way. But you gotta have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. Have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. Have a little heart and soul.
Well, hello everyone and welcome to so happy to do this show. It's like we need this show. I know this week has been an interesting one. And I just really want everyone to know that, you know, we're all on the same page with a lot of the changes that are happening. And a lot of the changes were good ones. I mean, I found that we felt like we could move a little bit. You know, if we were stuck on cleaning something, we finally got the energy to do it. And it kind of just happened within the last 2 days. So I know that last week was a very difficult week. A lot of people had low energy. They were fighting colds. There was a lot of changes and transitions on a physical level. So if that was what was going on for you, I want you to know that it is just a universal thing right now. And when someone gets sick, I really get it's just the universe trying to quiet you down, trying to get you quiet enough so that you can pay attention to the very moment you're in. Because most of the time we're moving far faster than our awareness of what's really what we are in, you know, we're just not even in our bodies. When I see patients, I always say, okay, how, you know, don't look at me and tell me how far apart your feet are. And they'll say, oh, they're, you know, close together, far apart. And most of the times they are wrong because they aren't really in their bodies. They really don't have that connection that is feeling where they are. So let's just check in with yourself. We're going to do a little meditation real quick. I want everybody to, right where they are, I want you to just stay put. If you're sitting, sit. Put your feet, anchor them to the ground. And now I want you to take a nice deep breath and visualize the earth underneath your feet. And visualize the center of the earth. And closing your eyes, I want you to feel the center, the flame of the earth, the hot lava that's there. And now with your mind's eye, start to drink in, let that hot energy come through your legs all the way up, coming all the way through into your knees, into your solar plexus, which is your seat, and then coming through and burning away anything that is keeping you from knowing who you are and how bright you are. Bringing that beautiful red light, letting it burn away everything and anything that is unlike the perfection of who you are. Bringing it now into the throat and all the way top of the third eye. And now letting it funnel out like a fountain at the top of your head. So now that we're all kind of centered, because that's a really quick centering thing to do. If you're feeling out of sorts, I want you to do this. Even when you first hit your feet on the ground, that's a really good thing to do. It's a clean house. It's almost like a cleaning chakra energy. And when you bring that red energy up, you really are. You're letting that red color, that red energy from the earth burn away what keeps you from seeing your own light. Because pretty much that's the problem that we have, is that we don't get who we are. We're kind of in delusion that we're this body and not this energy within this body. So I am going to start taking calls. I see a lot online, and I really just want to make sure I get to everybody. So let's see what the first caller has. Hi, hold on. Hold on. All right, let's see. Hi, you're on Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to?
Hello.
Hi, who am I talking to?
My name is Kima.
Hi, Kima. How are you?
I'm fine. And you?
I'm good.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm calling about a situation that has been around me for years. And even though I'm quite sure it's kind of relaxing right now, but I'm about to make another move, and I'm sure this situation will follow me. But I was kind of wondering, is the person that I think has started it, is that the correct person? Is it, or is it somebody else or a collective of people? Because all the people are telling me to face it, but I'm trying. But I have done it on, but it has not come up with nothing. You know, just dead end. So, you know, they're telling me to face this, but I don't know how to face it if I don't know the people who are actually doing it. So I'm kind of wondering.
Oh, okay.
All
right, let's see what the cards say. We'll just
okay.
Go there. Don't lead us. There seems to be when I was all over the place. I was at the police department a minute ago, and then that next minute, then I was with a gentleman who was kind of fleed, and I'm like all over the place here. So it's real interesting what I've been just originally started picking up for. Sorry. So let's see what the cards say. Cause sometimes
okay.
They will clear it. Oh, reach out. Okay. First card is reach out. So, yes, you do definitely need help with the situation. Next card, say no. Interesting. So saying no to actually getting involved with this might be what you have to do inevitably. Do you know what I mean by that? I mean, even
just
if
walk
it,
away
if
from it.
Yeah, even if it's somebody and yeah, it might be the only solution to the problem is to say no and get
it
the third
is.
Card. Yeah, the third card is dare to be happy. Now that's a powerful one when the universe is trying to work with you. And then the fourth card was you are safe. So
okay.
if you were worried about your safety, if you were worried about, oh, and then last card, thank God. Okay, so what I'm getting is that you do know what's best right now. You do know that if you continue to kind of get involved with this energy, it's only going to get hold of you in a sense and keep you from your own happiness, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of what we have to stop doing. You know the word enable? Well, enabling comes up when we are trying to fix someone else's life who needs to get a hold of their own energy, their own systems, their own divinity, in a sense, and we are trying to do it for them. Okay? So got to check in with this one, okay, because maybe on a spiritual level, this is actually a good thing to start to do, is to let the person involved with this problem deal with it himself, okay?
Okay.
Even if it's somebody, I have a feeling it's someone close to you. I feel like my heart could be a son. It could be somebody close. I'm feeling like, or a husband, or somebody really that you have a great love for. All right,
yeah,
so I'm getting that. That's
I'm
why
thinking.
It's hard. Yeah, when I checked into that one, it felt really ugh. So I understand why it's hard for you. Okay, I really do. But sometimes not doing is the best teacher for the situation, if you know what I mean. So
yeah,
and that means do what you can, but don't let this run. Don't let this haunt your day. Okay, because right now it feels like you are afraid of some safety issues come up and dare to be happy. So if you feel that where you are is unsafe because of this whole thing going on, it feels like, you know, or it feels drug-related. I'm going to say what it feels like. It feels drug-related. It feels almost like anger came up, situation with somebody, you know, that hurt another. It feels like not a good thing that I'm looking at here, okay? Mm. I don't know. It's not pretty that what I'm looking at. You, on the other hand, are very nice and clear and beautiful, okay? Because of that, you are getting pulled into this. See, every dark area needs a light, okay? Mm-hmm. So you're getting kind of pulled in because of who you are and because you're empathetic and you love this person and you want the best and all that. I do think that, okay, yeah, let's see, give yourself the best. Yeah, they're really trying to say that you have to kind of separate a little bit from your own happiness of being attached to this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you can. I know for right now it might seem like it's impossible to do this, but you can. You can just, every day, I want you to do a little work, okay? I want you to see this person that's having this difficulty, this altercation. Just see this person and just see what you want for that person, the outcome, okay? You want to see that person get out, have a safe life, have a cleaned up life, have a, you know, get a life together.
I haven't spoken to him in years.
Yeah.
It ain't me, it's him.
I know.
Everybody keeps on talking to me like, I am not doing nothing.
No,
I
it's him. So what we just want to do is keep sending the love, sending the light, releasing it into the universe at the highest vibration you can, okay? So when you see this, you see him, you know, resolving the situation, see him at the highest vibration of peace and love and happiness. Okay, just see that.
Okay.
And see him happy. And see him just completely, so you see him now, and then see him the way you want him, okay? And then just let it go. It's called a two-point. Very powerful thing to do. Because what you've done is you see him what the problem is going on now, and you're seeing the outcome that you want. So you're giving the, in a sense, the energy a place to go. And it's a very powerful thing. It's just like a prayer, how we pray for someone. We're praying for the highest good, right? But when you can see it for that person, it's even more powerful. Okay?
Right.
So
okay.
Let's do that. Let's just do that for him. I'm going to do that for him. I'm going to see him in this kind of, feels like he's just in a very dark place. It feels like he's got into a bad group of people. It feels like yuck, okay? It feels like he just didn't make good choices, okay? That's really what happens when you get in trouble. You just make bad choices, you know? I mean, you just aren't thinking of the future. So let's just know that that's the way it went for him. And let's see him clearing it up. As for you, let's see you stepping aside, okay? Stepping aside and regaining what? Now, honestly, dare to be happy. You are safe. Thank God. Give yourself the best. Have fun, okay? These are all positive note cards. And you are not afraid. So be not afraid. Be not afraid of this. Be not afraid of stepping into your own power, into your own happiness and your own grace. Because some women are. You know,
right.
I mean, it's probably the hardest thing to do is be the powerful self that you are and not get small so that we can fit in to a
with somebody else's dreams.
Right. The biggest thing you can do is stay big and strong and powerful and loving and hold up yourself to the highest level that you can, okay? So that's what the universe is kind of trying to say. Whatever you do to get yourself really in a good centered place, to not let people affect you, do it. Do your, you know, shield yourself from any energy that comes into you. I always do this. I mean, if I'm a very, you know, of course, when you're psychic, you are very vulnerable to other people's energies. So
I know.
What you have to do is you have to protect yourself, okay? You have to do the shield, call the angels in, and feel this protective energy around you so that nothing can penetrate that's not of the light and of God in a sense of good.
Because
good is a great vibration. But,
you know,
negative can come in and just kind of grab hold of you. So let's do that for yourself. I get that the universe wants you to, just on a daily basis, on a momentary basis, do this for yourself, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you will find the strength to separate, to just send this person the love and the energy that he needs and not get involved with it, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. And is there anything else? I mean, anything else that's like, but.
Okay. No, I think because I was kind of worried about this trip and me following it following me, and I know I'm going to be in somewhat of a precarious situation once I get there, and I don't want them people spreading their little rumors trying to get me beat up or raped or something just because so they have something to laugh about. So I was kind of like, you know what I'm saying?
I do.
They can get really nasty with me.
All right, good. So we really are on the right page here about protecting yourself, okay? Because
yeah.
You kind of have a feeling that that's where you're going to be going into, that kind of energy. Then let's do our work way before you get into the situation, okay? So let's do our work. Let's see ourselves grounded in the earth. Call up all your Angel Michael, Angel Raphael, everybody, all your guides. I see a really amazing grandparent with you.
Yes, I just saw her a few minutes. I put on one of her favorite gospels, and she just came up in my face like, hey.
She's good. I like her. Okay, call her in. I have a feeling her name is like Margaret or Mabel, or she's a really
Ruth.
Cool lady.
It's a very old name. Ruth, yes.
Yeah, like an old name. Okay, so I like her. She's got a really powerful protective energy around you. Call her in. So before you go into this place that you're kind of leery about, it feels like, I want you to make sure you have everybody in place, okay? Just like you are.
Definitely.
Like, you know what I mean? Have them all in place and be really in your heart, but also protected in your heart, okay? So we're not defensive, because defense means we're waiting for something to happen. And guess what? Guess what happens? Something, right?
Something happens.
Not get defensive. Stay
no,
open.
No, I'm not defensive. I'm just kind of like, I know how they are.
it feels like they're just in their own place of seeing the world a certain way. It feels like old family almost, or like you're going to be, you know, in a place that hasn't seen you grow. So they still look at you a certain way. You know what I mean? They kind of treat you a certain way because that's how they saw you years and years ago. So it's just their inability to see you as who you are. And pretty much when we go back into our lifetimes, like reunions or, you know, we always run into those energies that haven't adjusted to the frequency of who we are right now. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
It's like
when
I go back home.
Yeah. I was, because they like manipulating and doing all types of stuff. And it's like, wow, I'm 33. Get off the games. I think I learned all the games now. Okay, I'm not 18, 22 no more. I think I've learned it. And I'm just surprised that grown people be doing that to young folks like that. I mean, you know,
they do it all the time to each other. So don't think it's different that they're doing it. They do that. That's how they see the world. So you can't really get involved with how they see the world or see other people. So you just have to realize, you know, it's like this is where their paradigm, they're stuck in this paradigm of seeing things in a negative way. Okay, of seeing everything in the dark and the gloom and what could happen and this one's and so they're kind of stuck in that. And so if you can just take a look and see where they are, go, that's where they are. You don't get affected anymore. It's one of the best things I've ever done. As soon as you can see where someone's at, that they have had a tough childhood, they've had a tough upbringing.
It's like,
it really,
right?
Yeah, you go, that's why. And so you don't even take it personal anymore, because you have a vision of what dimension they're on. You know?
Right.
And when I can see the dimension, I just see the dimension. I just go, that's where they are. Okay. You know? And I don't judge it. I just see it. And I just, in a sense, I love them from where I am. You know what I mean? I don't go where they are. I just love them from where I am. And that one really works. So just loving them from your higher self, from your God self, is really how you get through all these energy that doesn't seem to make you happy if you connect to it. So I see this happening for you. It's a good trip. It's a good trip. I think you will find out what you need to find out. And also, you know, sometimes as we travel back into time, feels like that's kind of a back into time kind of trip. You know, new things show up, and new things that we can learn to forgive, and new things we can move past, and new things we can see differently. So sometimes, you know, seeing it as the God self was already different, isn't it? Seeing these people as, oh, well, that's all, you know, and without getting attached to the story about it. Because once we attach to any type of story, we get involved in the energy that they're in. It's like we get pulled into the whole thing, you know. And guess what? We lose our center, and we lose ourselves, and we kind of get tugged into this negative energy. So knowing where you are, staying really grounded, is the biggest thing you're going to do, is so that you can go in, and you could go into a prison. You could go into a mental institution and still be very grounded and not taken by anybody's energy. Yeah.
Right.
So let's try that. And see how it goes. Call me, let me know. I'll be keeping a higher vision for this gentleman. I do see that, you know. It is what it is. I don't think there's anything you can do other than this, other than really seeing the highest good for him. Mm-hmm. And do I think that he would be good for you in any way? No.
Uh-uh, I already know that one. No.
We already know that. Yeah, so we're just going to, you know, keep the good vibrations towards him and keep it going for him, and that's all we can do. And as for you, you are in a very good spot. I really see good things happening for you after you do come back. It says create, seek an expert, and take bite-sized steps. So it's really telling me that new things are coming into you. You're going to be learning something new, and it's going to be kind of a new way of being, you know. I like this. This feels really good for you. It feels like you're ready to do this. And take a breather, it says. Listen to the music. So what they're trying to say is, you know, to have some fun, okay? Have some fun on this great journey of life and enjoy your moments and try to be this 33-year-old woman that you are and really have a really good time, you know?
I'm going to try.
Yeah.
Already, though.
But, I mean, you know, you deserve it. And you are a very wise woman. And you've got some great energies around you that I believe are really there to help you and guide you. So you always use them.
Yeah, I am. I'm trying to.
Use them. Yeah. Well, sweetie, I'm going to take another call. You're welcome to listen and keep us informed and let me know how it's going, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. You be blessed.
All right, love. Well, you be blessed, love.
Bye.
Bye. Hi, you're on Heart and Soul. Who are we talking to?
Hello. Hi, this is Rachel.
Hi, Rachel. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you so much for taking my call. I have a career question. I've been without work for about 5 months. I left my last job. I quit. And I am looking for employment. I've been sending out, well over 100 resumes, and I'm absolutely hitting a wall. I'm getting a little discouraged, and I'm really trying to keep positive and upbeat about this, but can you tell me what you might do for me?
Okay, first card says, say yes, which would make me believe that there's something to coming to you that will be an offer, a job offer. Talk to God.
That's
the next card. And then see the light. Interesting. It's not an emergency. Okay, and be courageous. Interesting, that makes so much sense. Okay, so it's 5 months. Okay, so you probably are getting a little bit nervous because there's this length of time between working and not working. But in this process of not working, you are working. You know, you are manifesting a new kind of center, it feels like. You're kind of growing up a little. And I meant that in a spiritual way. You're growing up. You are saying no when you mean it. You're saying yes when you mean it. You are having an opportunity to, like, check into yourself, to get yourself in a better framework, to walk, to see, you know, to be who you really are. Because around work, sometimes we really don't have this opportunity. So actually, this is the time in your life when you are really doing the work, you know? You're on a spiritual kind of knowing, you're keeping up with that. I mean, that's work. A lot of people ignore that for a really long time. So this is where the work is that you're really doing. On a personal level, on a spiritual level, you are in your work right now. So the last card was be courageous. Now, courageous is big. Courageous means when in the midst of not knowing, you are still okay. You know, even though you kind of sometimes feel like you're choking because you're afraid. You know, you still feel the sense of oneness with what is bigger than you. And you know, that takes a lot to do that. I mean, it takes everything you have sometimes. So your work is you are doing your work now, because this is big for you. This is big to kind of regain a sense of who you are, what you want to do, and not be attached to work as a primary source of identity. You know what I mean? And we kind of do that sometimes, and we get so attached that when we aren't attached, we don't know how to regroup ourselves, you know? So this is a good time. This is good. You know, I actually see, yeah, reclaim your art again. So there is something in you that definitely is there brewing that you could be doing on your own, that's your own art, your own, in a sense, talent. Okay, because talent is art, isn't it? You know, I always think talent is art. You know, it means that you're good at something. Again, I'm getting you are much better at this than you know, and you could be doing this as work, and you could be on your own doing this without having to go and work for someone else. So it's a good time to get that headspace on again, Rachel, is to kind of say, I could learn how to do a business proposal. I could learn how to organize this. I could go see if I could try to do this while I am waiting for this, quote, job to come through. Got perfect timing, right? You got the time to do it. So I want you to manifest this in this pretend place, okay? That says, what would it look like if you had your own business? You know, what would it look like if you ran this little company that did a certain thing? Then maybe you run a company that organizes, benefits or something. I mean, whatever you are good at, I want you to see how it would be if you were the main boss of this company. All right, get that going in the etherical world, you know, the one that's outside yourself. And when you start to dream past where you are, guess what happens? You open up all these amazing possibilities to come into you. And so it's like, you know, when you ever hear people who say, oh, I used to play, you know, dream, I used to sing with my hairbrush in the mirror, and now they're on American Idol, you know? And so that act of pretending moved them towards what it was they were doing in the future. So very powerful. So let's get that going for you, okay?
I'm not ready to, I'm not interested in my life at this time to have my own business.
It might not be right now. We're talking about how it would manifest yourself into this bigger diet. You know, what you're doing is you're getting bigger in the vision of who you are. You know?
Okay.
That's all. I mean, as you get to know that you're good at something, that you could have your own business, then what happens is other people who are looking for your energy to be in their business find you. Do you know what I mean? So you get bigger as you start to even dream past where you are. So that's all I'm saying, okay? So even if you're not ready this second, if I said, here's $50,000 to open, you might say, I don't really want to do that. and that's okay. It might not be in your paradigm right now to shift at that level, but even if you just shift a little bit, the energy becomes, you become the energy that's bigger than where you are. Because when I checked into you, it felt like you were getting afraid of not working. You know,
Yeah,
I hear you.
Yeah.
But that fear is only going to make you smaller in a sense of being recognized. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So keeping that big sense of yourself is really your job right now. You know, keeping the bigger sense of yourself, the one that knows that you could have your own business, even though you don't want to, but you could. And what would that look like if you did, you know? And then how it would be if you woke up and you'd have your own little office. I mean, you could dream. It's a dream. So nobody's stopping. Yeah. So the dreams are very powerful for you right now because they will keep you away from letting the fear come in and make it a big issue for you right now. Because, you know, the only thing that stops us is ourselves usually, right, from anything. It is. It's how we are showing up in ourselves and all that. And sometimes it's just one little thing. It's just one little thing. That's just the vibration of something. So what
I have my positive affirmation board all over my wall. I have all my positive affirmations.
Mm-hmm.
So I have that, and I look at it 10 hours a day, so I've got that.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you're going to look at it, but then is there a sense of why isn't it coming now? Or, you know, in the matrix, okay, because I study the matrix. Matrix is you see yourself right here doing, this is where you are right now. You see where you want to go. And that could be this nice corporate job, you know, making, you know, $80,000 a year. You see that. And then guess what you do? You just let it go. You don't keep looking at it. Because you've already, you know, the energy is already set forth. So the more you keep looking at something, the more that you are realizing you don't have it yet, you know. So it's real interesting that the matrix actually works on the opposite levels of just seeing it and then letting it go.
Okay,
and then
yeah,
moving on, and then moving on, like, to something else. You know, maybe the something else is what we're talking about here. Let's do something else. You know, let's do something else that's completely opposite from the, you know, and that brings you joy, too. You know, let's do something else. That's fun. And let that be already taken care of. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you already have it taken care of, then you're going to be doing this something else. So let's just work on something else of that you enjoy, you know. It might be going to take a class or something, or go, you know, dance. I mean, I want you to do something completely different. I don't even want you to ever have done it before, okay? So that's really the difference between letting it go and then focus on it every day and then doing something else. Doing something else indicates you already trust that that's going to be taken care of and I can do this. So let's just think about what you would like to do that you haven't done. That's fun. Then enjoy that your joy comes up. It could be singing, dancing. It could be something that you really haven't done in a really long time, that when you did it, you had a great time. I want you to do that. Do something different, okay? Because what I feel is when I feel this, I feel it's a good thing, but I feel like we're still really focused so much on it that there's no wiggle room. Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You know, wiggle room, I love wiggle room. Wiggle room is that I got out of my own way. And then I moved on over here, and then I'm not like focus all the time, because that focus actually is a stress sometimes for you. So even though it's a good thing, let's move on over and do something else. You know, go out, you know, just go for a picnic with your friends. I mean, something else, okay? Even have a different conversation. I know that if you can just shift a little bit into a different place, you'll have some wiggle room and the energy can move again. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, that just feels right to me. It feels like when I'm working, I find that happens with me when I'm working with, I'm a cranial sacral therapist and I do a lot of work. And so sometimes when I'm in the middle of this and I'm like, got to a stuck point, I'm really focused on the, and I'm feeling it stuck. And I keep looking and I keep kind of calling in, and we're still stuck. And the next thing I know, I move out of town. I just check out. I go pet my dog in my head. You know, this is the truth.
Oh, yeah.
I go pet my dog. I go shopping. I do something else. I just move out of my expectation of what I think that person should be doing, that body should be doing. And guess what happens? It changes.
Okay.
So all I'm saying is that's what I'm experiencing when I check into you, Rachel. Just do something else. Just for today, if you go down this street, I want you to go down a different street. If you go to this place,
okay,
I'll go to a different place. Just something different, okay? It will shift.
Yeah.
Totally
right.
For you. And I know next thing you know, you will be getting call. Because it's more that we have to just let it go. And in that letting go process, everything happens. It's more in the in-between, you know, and that you have to look at. Sometimes we're always so focused on what we want that we don't give the in-between energy a chance to get there, you know, the movement of it. So I am so feeling good, though. Don't worry. I really want you to hear this. Don't worry. It is coming. You are doing your work, and the universe is on your side. These are just little things that you are getting. You know, you're learning. You're on a spiritual level. This is all you're teaching right now. about trust and about letting it go, about really moving into the bigger self and knowing that you are just as divine. You are amazing. So I know that if you decided to do your own business, you would do well. But it's more about your decision-making on where you're at right now, and that's okay, too. You know, we're all ready at different times to take on different things. And so that might not be it for you right now. But I have a sense that it could come your way, for sure.
In my future. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah,
you're
welcome, love. And let me know how it goes. I will keep you on my board. I have a wonderful, myself, I have a vision board for people. And I just
okay.
I keep a little thought for you, in a sense,
thank
and
you.
A vision. And I see it every day. And then so,
okay.
Yeah. All right.
Well, thank you, and God bless. Take care.
God bless you. God bless. Hi, you're on Heart and Soul. Who are we talking to?
Hi, this is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. How are you?
I've been better.
You've been better.
Yeah. I had a big disappointment today with this guy that I've been dating for a long time. Mm-hmm. And it seems like, you know, it just goes, we go 2 steps forward and 3 steps back most of the time. So I'm just wondering if there's something I can do to bring myself in alignment with the right kind of love, with something that, you know, could step in my step instead of stress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's see what we have here. Okay, first card. And you didn't say your name, so what's your first name?
Patricia.
Patricia. Oh, you're like me. Do they call you Patty?
No. You're a Patricia, too? Yeah,
I'm a Patty. I'm a Patty. So that's interesting. Okay, Patricia. Do you like Patricia or do you like Patty?
Well, you can call me Patty if you like. My family calls me.
Oh, yeah. All right. Okay, life purpose, first card that came up. Time to go. And there's nothing to worry about. It's really interesting. It says, you are safe, and this situation is under the perfect control of divine providence and universal order. Only infuse loving thoughts and emotions into the situation to ensure the highest possible outcome. That's interesting. Yeah, so as we kind of, if a relationship is usually kind of not giving us really what it is a real relationship should give us, and that's like this feeling of security and, in a sense, stability in our spiritual self, then sometimes they are falling away right now because between 10 and 12, we are really going to be having to get really focused and strong within our relationships, within our working relationships, within how we are in the world and how we see and treat each other. So if this relationship hasn't really manifested itself into the highest vibration, then it could be a time for you. Then the next one was focus on service. It could be a time for you to kind of just step aside for a while and forgive it for not giving you what it is that you deserved, because it feels like it didn't. And just really sit with the forgiveness of it, because that's the only way that you really let it go, is to look at what it did give you, which is over the years, a companion, a friend, you know, and then look at it and thank it for what it did give you, and then realizing that I now have to forgive you for what you didn't give me, because these are, you have to thank it and then forgive it. And then in those two processes, you will find a peaceful place in yourself that says, I'm freed from it, and that it doesn't, you know, pull me back into it again. So the universe, I think, you know, we're all being, or create, you know, seek an expert and take bite-sized steps, yeah. Okay, so I really get that right now for you. You must be in a, you could be directed into a creative project that you would be seeking an expert on. So it could be something that's coming your way or that you already are involved in that will move you into a higher vibration for the situation. Because as you step into your own creative energy, you will start moving out of this kind of pull. When I feel it out, it feels like his energy pulls on you. Okay?
What?
Kind of pull, yeah, kind of pulls you back down. I feels like it. Okay, I'm not liking that at all. All right, so I'm not feeling like it's a good day. I'm feeling kind of like, no, you know, you are a beautiful spirit, very creative. You have a really big sense of things. So it really is important right now for you to kind of get hold of that again, okay? And it does say take a breather. That was the last card. So it could be indicating a little breather from the relationship, a little breather just for you to get your back, get your power back, you know, kind of regain what it is that you like to do, not around him. You know, just kind of check it out. Check back into what makes Patty, Patricia, happy. You know, it could be just, you know, you love to cook or you love, you know, drawing, painting. I mean, really get back into the creative nature of who you are, because that really brings you to that joyous place that doesn't matter about relationship, you know. You really are in that, and that sense of oneness with yourself. That's beautiful. So I really get that. When was the last time you felt that?
Joy, happy, creating. Last Friday, Thursday.
Okay, good.
Friday, I staged a beautiful house. I'm staging another one. Yeah, it was fun.
Oh, it was fun. So is this a new thing that you've been doing?
No, I've done this all along, but I'm a realtor, so I'm a certified stager and a certified feng shui.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I stage with feng shui, and I love it. It's just,
yeah,
to me, I could go all day and never get tired. So
wow.
I don't always stage them, but yeah, it's new. It's just fun.
Yeah. But it is work, though, right?
Right.
I mean,
you
get paid for it. Okay, so let's say we don't do what we do for work, but we do something else that's just for fun for you.
Yeah.
I'm getting. Yeah, that's what I'm getting. You need to step out of the work fun mode, because I like what I do too, but I like to paint a picture too. That, you know what I mean? I know, or I love to go sing a song or do some, or play the piano, or, you know, where I'm not invested in it is so much because it's work. So try just checking into that part of yourself that says, you know, I really do love to do ceramics, or I'm really good at, you know, I've done that a while, or I am, you know, a good artist. I could get my paints out. I want it to be a very personal thing that brings you joy, okay? Because that is more on the spiritual level, working at that real core to who you are, you know? And it could be completely different. I see it different. I'm seeing it more of a color related to you, related to even fabric, it feels like, that you could make yourself.
Love to sew, love to decorate. I'm always cooking up new recipes, those sorts of gardening. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I know what you're talking about.
That is who you are then, yeah. So
yeah.
In the take a breather, that card might be really the symbolized card here. So taking a breather. When was the last time you had a vacation?
Last year.
Yeah. Okay,
well,
so the taking a breather might be what? Yeah.
Vacation to Puerto Vallarta until this morning happened, and I said, cancel that. Forget that.
Mm-hmm. Now, the issue with this gentleman, I just picked up a very, he's a business, it feels like he's in business, it feels like, if I'm going to give him an out, like how he feels to me, it feels like he's got a nice, is he a realtor too?
No.
Is he in that business kind of?
An appliance and refrigeration company.
Uh-huh.
Maintenance.
So he's got his own business. He's a businessman. Okay. Yeah, it felt like I was feeling a businessman's energy, you know, kind of busy and during the day doing his thing and not having a lot of time to give to other people. Do you know what I mean? Like if they kind of spend their time, they give away during the day their time to everybody. So when they come home, they're kind of empty. And that's the kind of feeling I'm getting around him. Kind of a, when he gets home, he just wants to hang out and watch, you know, just not be that involved with people that much. So that could be what you feel is kind of the distance that he's holding. But a lot of people do that. They give themselves out all day long, and then when they're ready, you know, to come home and to be with their partners, they don't have anything left. They're spent, you know.
Question. You're right about that, and he's very focused on his business. But the problem is, he has his own home, and I have my own home.
Uh-huh.
And we've been for close to 10 years. What the issue is that he had a roommate back since, I would say, when I met him 10 years ago. And she lived there with him until about a year ago when she married. And 3 years ago she got married. A year ago she moved away with her husband to another state. But she has a twin sister. And the sister called him this morning as his birthday. And she stuff at his house because she needs a storage space. 2 weeks ago, we came back from the movies and the lights were all in his house. She has the key to his house and she had come to bake cakes because she's decorating cakes and, you know, it's not a good idea for her to mess up the father's house. And so slowly I'm feeling like, you know, I thought they were just friends. She's met me, I've met her, we don't socialize together or anything. But I thought it was odd that she would just come to his home without him knowing about it. And he said, well, she did call, but he didn't pick up the phone. Well, my friend, if I don't pick up the phone, don't come into my house and start cooking in my kitchen unless I know they're coming, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So this
morning
she calls to wish him a happy birthday, and we're having coffee in bed and wants to invite him to lunch, and he got all flustered, you know, jumped out of the bed to talk to her. And when he said to her, well, let me call you when I'm done, she said, done with what? He said, done with what I'm doing. And I said, why don't you tell her you have company, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about here. And so it's something where it seems to me like they are closer than friends, or, you know, a guy doesn't let a woman into her house if there isn't more than that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and so we started talking about it, and he says, I'm terrible, and I'm making him feel bad, and that they're just friends, and, you know, that, like, it's all me. I said, look, I had no hand in this arrangement. I'm observing and I'm reacting. And if there's nothing going on, why don't you tell her you're with me and you'll call her later? Why does she get to come over here without, you know, you giving? Why is she giving her, keeping her stuff? Blah, blah, blah. So finally I said, you know, in all fairness, let's just cancel that trip we've got booked and then you're free to do what you want, you know? He said, why do you have to do that? I'll tell you. If something comes up, I said, I'm not going to wait for you to tell me. I see it right here. It's developing already. That's the issue.
Yeah.
The big issue because, you know,
so we're not believing him. Is that what we're saying here? We're not energetically believing him that nothing going on.
Well, do you give your key to your house and say come over anytime and cook to someone you're not more than just friends with?
Uh-huh.
Not really.
No, I wouldn't. But he does. This is now. Let's try to put this relationship into perspective the way he's seeing it, because sometimes it's just that we have to do that. So the girl, the twin sister of the girl he lived with for quite a while, were roommates with. So he feels kind of an allegiance to the girl because of the sister, right? The friend that he had before, the one that got married. So his allegiance is actually probably coming energetically from his relationship with the sister. And he's trying to be as nice as he can to the twin sister because of the friendship he has with the other sister. So that could be what you're feeling. Yeah, it could be what you're feeling is that he's trying to be the nice guy because he is friends with the sister, you know, and he doesn't want to. I'm not getting that he's doing anything with her. I'm not getting it, but I do think that on an energetic level, he's trying to be a very nice person towards her, letting her use whatever she wants or ask for whatever she wants. And that's probably what you're feeling, is that why is he doing that? Why is he being so friendly to this girl?
He doesn't even know.
Yeah, and he's letting her in her house. I'm getting that. He's just trying to be friend to the friend, you know, of the sister, you know, because he knew her sister well. And he's trying to be equally as friendly to her because, I mean, the, you know, because he does want her to say, oh, I, you know, he was so nice to me and he helped me out. You know, he's trying to be a good friend to the sister because he's friends with her. So I'm getting that there might be a little bit of a, not, it's not feeling like it's there yet. And I think what you might have energetically done is kind of pushed him towards it, even without knowing it, because you were just first, you know, saw it, and then you said something quickly. And so in a way, you've allowed him to go check it out, if that's what you, did you realize you just did that?
He's already checking it out. He didn't acknowledge that he's with me when he's talking to her. He doesn't want her to know that he's with me.
Uh-huh. So he, you feel he's already checking it out that way, by not being honest about you. Yeah, I hear you. Now, what way other than what you just did? Like, you were planning on going on a vacation and having some fun and doing that with him, and then that didn't feel right. Is that correct? So you just said, let's not do that.
Yeah, because if he's already scoping out his next intimate relationship, she's got access to the house, she keeps her stuff there, she calls him and he doesn't tell her he's with me, it's already in the works. You know, I'm not going to... And this is the trip for Thanksgiving, the weekend of Thanksgiving. Things can happen between then, if they haven't already, that I'm not going to be having sex with the guy when he's going... poking somewhere else? No.
Yeah, yeah. Then you really do, on your gut feeling, feels like this is already moving in that direction. So did you, so even if you don't think, do you feel like it has happened already? Because I'm not getting it's happened already. I'm getting
no,
you know.
No, not have happened already, but he's setting the stage for it to happen already. He set the stage. He's allowed her in. He's given her access to the key. She's got stuff stored in his house.
Uh-huh.
You know, guys don't do that with just any girl. When they have a girlfriend.
And now, is she like an identical twin to the girl that used to live there?
No, they're not identical, but
they
are twins, yeah.
They are twins, yeah. Let me just pull. I hear you with this one. Now, are you okay about stepping aside like this? Is that where you're finding this trouble?
After
because you
years,
had this, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, after
yeah.
10 years, two steps forward, three steps back.
Yeah,
you know, this really isn't what I want, and you know, I want more than that. I want the real deal.
Right, and you should have it. But now, 10 years, is there been kids involved? That's why you didn't move in with them. You just been.
Yes. How did you know?
Uh-huh. That just came up for me. But so you raised your kid, you just didn't want to bring him in, and neither you for him. So that's a good thing. So I think that you have completed, you know, in a sense, the reasoning that you weren't in living together, right? Is that what I'm feeling? So you had kind of completed the time, the kids are all raised, everybody's cool. Now you could get together if you decided to. But see, that next level, you have you discussed it? Have you said, you know, now that the kids are, we've done our thing and the kids are done, now we could move in, we could. And so this next level is not being, in a sense, given to you. The opportunity hasn't come up.
Well,
so,
he has up and neither have I.
Yeah.
My youngest from college, you know, he has these friendship with the ex-roommate circle of friends, and she hates me. There's like this mutual agreement that I'm not involved. Just not, it hasn't flowed in the direction of let's move in together. And it probably should have.
Yeah, I know, it should have. There's a reason it hasn't then. But let's look at the reason for you. Not for him. What would be the reason that you weren't ready for him to move in with you?
Well, first of all, my kids.
Okay. But now they're out. Now they're going to college.
Out.
Okay.
So if I'm going to move in with someone, it would be because there's a committed relationship, something that you're working towards, a long-term commitment, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just to move in together just because there's nothing better to do. It would be
I hear you, yeah. So I'm thinking that maybe this had run its course in a little bit of an energetic way, too, if you know what I mean. So was the spark still there for you?
Still there, yes.
It's definitely. Still there, okay. And so it would, if he was to say, let's get married, you would be okay with that?
I'd want to live together first.
Okay, all right. So there'd be some other, wouldn't be like jumping right in with both feet. You'd want to go live with them and see how it goes, then you'd get married. So there is, I'm not getting, yeah.
I got divorced once before.
I hear you with that one, too. And you're older. It's not like you have to get married. You know, I mean, I think for me, I wouldn't do it. I don't see the reason to get married if there weren't kids involved, you know. I'm just like, so there may be some new process for you to start to look at about what it is you want now that the children are gone and you can really have the life that you want. What it is that you and how you would like it to be and be treated and have this sense of it around you. So, because I think what happens is you might have been going along in the relationship a certain way and nobody was actually talking about the relationship anymore. It was just kind of there. And so now that this other girl comes into the picture, the relationship now gets a chance to get talked about and what you want and what he wants. Good thing, Patty, time to do this. So if you look at just the angels kind of working with you to kind of move you out of the doldrums of things, sometimes we get kind of stuck and we don't even realize we're still a little bit stuck. And the questions aren't being answered because nobody's asking them. This is a perfect opportunity for those questions to get answered, you know? So we can look at everything as just a perfectly designed answer to our questions. So you weren't asking the question about the next step for your relationship. This girl shows up. I'm not getting it's a big thing, but I'm getting that it got your attention to say something, to kind of wiggle the tooth a little bit, you know what I mean? To kind of get some stirring up in this, quote, relationship that you have. So you are going to start to get some reaction from him because you're not doing what you always did and not say nothing, right? Good for you. Good, good, good.
What
good?
You're going to get something.
You are going to get some, you're going to definitely get him to say, wait a minute, she doesn't want to see me? She doesn't want to go here? Something's up with her. She's never done. So you did shake it up a little. You shook up the energy doldrums. You've stirred up the wind, let's just say. You're a boat going on this boat. It feels like if I'm looking at the ocean and you're the boat and you're on this boat and it's just kind of floating, really no wind. This is a relationship. And then all of a sudden this girl came in. It kind of started the fires happening again, which is really helpful. It's going to start to get this relationship to be something other than this kind of stuck place. So if it is, and you're okay with it being like two separate houses, and you're okay with it, then fine, let it be that way. But if you're not, and you're a little unsettled in it, then this is why it's happening. You know? This is really the universe working with you to get the answers answered for you, to get the knowing done for you. Because, like, if you're in a relationship and you've been 10 years already and you're wondering, well, what are we going to do with this? Are we just going to be friends and hang out and date? That could be good. Could be fine. I know a lot of people that have gone 25 years like that, and that's okay with them. So this is an opportunity for you to ask yourself, I didn't have the courage before until this girl came to ask, what are we doing together? So she could just be a little angel. You know, she's got a little angel that shook the tree up for you so that you could say something and you could get him to recognize you in his life and what it is that he's doing. Okay? So let's look at it. I believe it's a good, like, if we can just turn this around and see this as an amazing thing that just happened that finally is going to get you some questions, your answers to your questions. And I get you kind of shook him up a little. You got him to say, hey, Patty might not be around. What will I do without her? I've known her 10 years. You're going to start to see some reaction, finally, that is going to start to answer some of these questions for you. So I believe.
Can you tell what reaction he's going to have?
I think within a week of not you being in his life and another week of you really not being in his life and then him not being able to see you or call you because he's so used, you're going to see big reactions happening. Absolutely. Because he really doesn't want a new relationship. He's probably just wanted to shake things up too a little bit and find out what it is that you guys have. So, you know, it's like a passive-aggressive move. You know, your passive-aggressive. It usually means that, you know, somebody did something that, you know, shook the tree up so that somebody did something, a reaction that got an answer, you know, to some question. That's all it is. I think that he's going to be. I don't think this is going to go more than a month that he's going to not want you to know and talk to you. It's going to happen pretty quickly. Yeah. So
when
it just feels like a shake-up.
Like a shake, but is he going to go check it out now and go?
No, I don't think so. I have a feeling he never checked it out before, and I really don't think that he was planning on it because you were still in his life and you're still there, and there's no way that this girl could do anything without you knowing about it. I mean, so she's got stuff. It's just stuff. I mean, maybe she would just said, could I leave it here until I get my apartment? Yeah, sure. You know, he probably said, yeah, sure, before he even thought about it. My feeling is this is a good thing for you guys as a couple to finally start to move in a bit different direction, you know? So on an energetic level, this is what it's about. Because nobody wants to just be in the doldrums of a relationship. They kind of want to know, right? They want to know, what do we have? Is it there? Do we love each other? Do we care? Would you be there for me? You know, what's the next level? So you are just getting your answer to your questions done. And I really know that he's not going to let this go very long. I know that, you know, you not being in his world is a big, big thing for him. You know? So I don't believe that he's going to let this go, you know, and just for ignore it. So good. You'll get a chance to sit down and really have a glass of wine and talk about your relationship and what the next step is and what you want. And this is something that, you know, you have to do eventually, you know. You do. Now's the time. You know, energetically now is the time. The opening has happened. The daughter's, you know, you have the space now, and you have the question that you could say, hey, universe, are we going to end up together, you know, or are we just hanging out, you know. You raised your kids. You did what you had to do, and now it is time to ask yourself, is this what it is? Is this what are we doing? You know, and I like it. I think it's a good thing. I know it doesn't feel good, but it had to feel bad. It had to feel bad before it could feel good. You know, you had to have this reaction so that you could say something to him so that you could start a change in the relationship, you know? Like as a little bird on a tree, I'm just watching this movie and I'm seeing the progression happen and the shift of, you know, it's just like if you're watching a movie, all of a sudden something happens that changes things. And that's what you just did. Something happened. You noticed something. You said something. You pulled out where you normally would just have said nothing. So you're going to get a change and a reaction. And that's good. And I don't think it's – my feeling is I think that it's going to move in your direction of you two getting together, selling your house, and deciding to be together. I do see that within, like, the next 6 months of it happening that way. So I actually see a for sale sign on your house.
Oh, my goodness.
I do, yeah. So within the next 6 months, though. So it's not going to happen right away, but you do have to work on this. You do have to open up this kind of closed door that you weren't talking about. It's about you guys. So good. Yeah.
When he's been complaining about his house isn't the way he wants it, and you know he needs to clean his house and do all this stuff. He installed a new floor and he's working on a counter breakfast bar kind of thing. Is this his way of making his house a cozy home, or is there more to that? Because my feeling is that he's just not happy in his home. And maybe he's having people come over, you know, to give some life to the place.
Yeah, I do believe that too, yeah. And you, well, look at who you are. You are the home expert. So in him telling you, I'm not happy with my home, what is that saying? I need help. I need you, right? So you're not getting the messages. Men are very subtle. You know, they don't say things direct sometimes. So I'm feeling that he had these moments of saying to you, I need your help. Could you come in my house and make it a home? Could you be with me in my home? He's trying to feel you out to see whether or not that would be something you would offer your services in or be interested in participating in him to help him make his house a home.
But I'm not interested in fixing his house so cutesy and everything so he can invite the roommates, family, and friends to have a party, and I'm not there, you know.
Well, no, I don't think that he was doing it for that reason. I think he was doing it because he wanted you more involved in his home to make his home, you know, his house a home with you. You know, I don't know. I'm getting that you don't see the importance of who you are in his life, but you are very important, and he's relied on you for 10 years as a good friend and someone he can rely on. You are a very important person in his life, and I don't think that I'm getting you feel that way. You know, you're feeling, I don't know what it is, Patty, but you're feeling like very insecure to me, a little bit kind of down in the dumps, so you need to stop that. You are a very powerfully amazing woman, and you have an amazing gift to do things and to transform things. So you have to see that you are important in his life, okay, and believe that, because you are, all right? And it just right now feels a little bit hormonal to me. You know, well, I'm going to step in here. I'm thinking, this lady's not feeling very good. You're just feeling kind of blah and kind of sad. And I'm just feels like you're a little bit, like, low-key. Your energies are really, like, down. So I think you just have to work on getting yourself feeling better, okay? I mean, really. Go check your hormones out. It feels like you are just chemically not yourself right now, and you're not getting... You can't get your power because you're feeling kind of yucky. You know what I mean?
PMS.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. So good.
All right, good. I'm glad I'm good because at least I'm doing something that can help somebody. But I really, really want you to do that, okay? Because it just feels like that's you, that I'm not, like, if I look at him, I'm seeing a guy that really isn't, that really cares about you, that has kind of confused himself because he didn't know what was going on with you. So I want you to separately get yourself feeling better, okay? Get yourself feeling better. Go, I mean, you, I don't know where you live, but I totally would get your hormones checked. I totally would get, you know, if you need bioidenticals, get them going. If you maybe check them out and see if they're working, because it feels like on an energetic level, you're not up. You're not like, I can't get under you and feel your confidence, you know? It's like a confident, like, but more in your soul. It's like you're not getting that this guy really loves you and cares about you. That's why you think that this girl that could just come out and store stuff would be more important than you. You know?
Well,
hello?
It made me feel that way.
Yeah. It's not true. It's not true. But, you know, what I'm saying is you're very sensitive right now to it. And so because of that, you're not seeing how important you are. But it's okay because this is all a play, and we're just playing it. And you're doing a good job in trying to get the answer you need. You know what I mean? You're going to get the answer. You're going to get it clear. But I want you to be really in your power, in yourself, and feel really good. All right? So, see, this other girl is just representing that you think someone else is better or more something than he would look at her, not you. So there's something that's not saying to yourself, I am good, I am beautiful, I've got it, my act together. There's a feeling of not feeling that way in you. So you got to get that back, okay? Go do, get a makeover. Do something, you know, if you want. Go work out. I mean, just to make yourself feel good again about you, okay? Because there's some feeling here that I'm not getting, that when I want to feel like your power, I'm feeling like you're just feeling kind of defeated. You know, it's not true. You know, you're a beauty, and I can hear it. You know, a lot of women, they look, this girl might have been a little younger, might have been who knows what, and we compare ourselves to them and think, oh, it's not true. You have quality. You have 10 years. You have a friendship with him. It's a sound thing that he appreciates. He really does. So let's just believe that, okay?
Hey, you just made my day. Thank you.
Yes, love. Well, call me. I know it's going to change, and it's going to change, and you might be a little afraid of the change, but first change happens with you. Remember that. Get your feeling get together. Go check out on a chemical level. Go check out how you're feeling, okay? I know you're going to feel better. You're just going to feel better, and then everything, you'll be looking through the glasses of you know, a beauty in a sense of positive vibrations. But right now it feels like a little bit. That's just what I'm feeling. So please do that, okay, Patty? Go check out things, get yourself feeling better, and then everything else will match it, you know? Okay, love. I'm going to take some more calls. You're welcome to listen, so just let me know how it goes, all right?
Oh, thanks. Good
okay,
luck. Have a great day.
Much Bye. Love today. Hi, you're on Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Kasia, and I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Kasia. Is there any one question you'd like me to help you with or answer?
Yeah, there is, actually. I stopped seeing, I was dating this guy. It never got very serious. I think he had commitment issues, so I walked away from the relationship probably about 6 months ago. And right now, he's contacting me, and I'd just like to know what's motivating this.
Oh, all right. Now, he was someone that you chose not to see anymore? Or
Yes,
okay, so it was something that, all right. Let's see.
I mean, I really liked him. The thing is, it's just he wasn't serious enough for me, so.
Clear the fog. Clear the fog came up. That's interesting. And spread the light and keep dancing. Okay, so clear the fog would indicate that whatever was the reason that you did not enjoy his company, like you said, he wasn't serious enough. He wasn't committed enough. He wasn't in a sense ready for what you were looking for. Maybe an indication when it says clear the fog that it's going to be cleared. That whatever was the reason is going to probably not be there anymore. He's going to be at a different, in a sense. And then it says keep dancing and spread the light. So real interesting. So when you keep dancing, you're in a sense you're letting joy in. You're letting yourself continue the dance together, the energetic dance of joy and love and all that. So that's a good thing. That means it's coming and spread the light. So when two people are finally going to work through in their relationship issues, they do enter into a light of relationship, a kind of unity of relationship. And that seems to be where this is going to be going. It does say clean up your mess. And let go and flow. So let go and flow, which would be good. So let's say we just let go of what happened before, and we just go in with a new approach or a new opened heart to him and see where it goes. So let go and flow is really a kind of a positive thing to know that, like, if I just let it go and I just kind of let this person kind of show me where they are right now, without any expectation of the past, and I feel that you will be pleasantly surprised about where he is right now. So, yes, I think I would definitely give it an open heart. That's what I'll say. Just give it an open heart. Let it be okay that he called and say, hey, how you doing? How's it been? You know, give him a chance to let you know what has changed for him. It does feel like things have changed. And give more. Okay. Yeah. And it does, last card, drop it. Okay, that's a good one. When you're really trying to let go of any expectation, we need to drop it. We need to drop what we perceived it was going to be or could be again. We need to just drop it and let it go. We need to kind of just look through the new eyes of a new person seeing this person for the first time. Can you do that? Because that would really be of service for you right now. If you could just pretend you just met him again, you know, brand new person, and that you just, you're saying hello for the first time. Try to do that in yourself when you see him, without any feelings or, you know, just give it the best shot you have and how to do that, because that will allow him to show the changes he's made. Do you know?
Yeah.
If you're looking at him at a different energy level. Because sometimes we energetically keep people stuck because we have this, you know, preconceived idea of how they're going to be. So when we look at them, that's all we're seeing. So if you can, I want you to kind of clear house around him. I'm going to picture him. And let's just clear the energies that happened between you two and just kind of let him be this new beautiful self and let him show up in your world, and then be very open to meeting this new person again. You know, start fresh. Absolutely, it's an interesting one. Let me just keep reading. Say I'm sorry. That card just came up.
That I should say I'm sorry?
Yeah, saying I'm sorry wouldn't be it means that coming to terms with your heart is a really important thing. So because you have had relationship with them, saying you're sorry, even just to the universe. Actually, I want you to just do that now. Picture him sitting in front of you and just picture him there and then say, you know, sit in front of him energetically and just say to his spirit, I'm sorry. And then look at him again and say, thank you. And just really thank you for whatever he did give you. And I forgive you. And the last one, I want you to say, I love you. And when we do those four big things with anything that we've had any issues with, they are just immediately clearing up any old karma, any old sticky stuff that you could have had with him. So I want you to do that, and do that with anything. It's a really a powerful meditation, or in a sense, vibration change that you can do with anything that you've had issues with. It's just to see it, the person, say those four things, and really wait till you really see it and mean it, and then move on to the next one. But I get that this is a good thing for you. It's going to be what you had wanted. I mean, it's going to have a little more new. And it says, get over yourself.
That's what it says.
That's what it said, get over yourself. That's funny. Oh, good. Good reminder, isn't it? But you just have to get over ourselves. We have to not take ourselves so friggin' seriously and, you know, have it be a certain way, be the control freaks that we can be. You know, we just have to get over ourselves. And then the next card was Rise and Shine, and the second card was Put Others First. I'm just
kidding. Oh.
So a good thing is happening for you. You're just going to be changing your vibration around him and around yourself and around letting it just be what it is, and enjoy the newness in that he called you. Linda,
that sounds
great.
Yeah,
Linda Hand came up. There could be something that he needs you to help him with, you know, even on a spiritual level. It feels like you're a very spiritually very powerful lady. So he may be needing you in some way. Your expertise, your insights, he's going to be needing you. So, which is good. I mean, it's a nice heartfelt feeling I get when I tune into you guys. So that I love. So go for it. I think it's going to be a very good, powerful experience for you. And this is look forward. Yeah. I would say absolutely. It's something that you needed to finish out, you know, and also to heal this piece. And so it's a really nice thing that it came back towards you, and you'll get to have this new experience of looking at him differently.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to have any other questions?
Yeah, actually I do. My mom passed beginning of this month, and it was hard, but because we weren't too close, I'm not taking it as hard as other people, but I did feel kind of a release of my past anger towards her and just a lot of the things, and soon after that, I started feeling tingling in my fingers, and I swear, I can, like, it creeps up on me a couple of times a day, and my cats seem to love it. I mean, it is so strange. Like, my cats, not only my cats, even, like, my friend's animal, that he doesn't like anybody. I've been hanging out at the house for quite a few months, and right now it's like he hardly can walk because he's got hip dysplasia, and he will run across the room just to be touched by me.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, when I first started, you just reminded me, when I first started healing, I was about, oh, goodness, I was 19 years old, and my hands would start to heat up. I would be, you know, just walking down the street, my hands would get so hot, and I didn't know what that was about. I mean, and nobody at the time, this was years ago, knew anything about it. So I ran into this woman who was a healer, and she was a psychic, and I told her, and she told me that it was my time to start using my healing gifts. And I was like, what are you talking about? She goes, no, you're going to have to just start doing your healing work. And I was just so young, I didn't know. So that's when I started to research massage and Reiki and all the things that, you know, were out there that could teach me how to use what was always happening to me all the time. So it could be that that's happening for you too. And it could hit you because of your mom passing, and maybe there has been an opening, and maybe there has been something that's been released in you. Sometimes when we have, in a sense, our mothers on the other side, we have like kind of a guide now to help us with our work, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah, we do. Even though you might not have been close in this particular lifetime, you know, our ancestors can help us sometimes, like with that last woman, we saw her grandmother. These are women that loved you. I mean, you were her child. I mean, so it's a bond that will kind of transcend time, and they can sit sometimes and help you as you do your healing work. It could be why it should have been.
So I can call upon their help?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Because I think that my grandmother was a light worker, and she passed almost a year ago. And yeah.
Well, and then now that your mom is joined with the grandmother, you have a lineage now going. And when you have a lineage, you have power in it. You know, so you have one light worker, which is your grandmother, your mother's on the other side. Now you've got even more energy that's going to be working with you as you start to do the work. So I wouldn't be surprised if you wanted to learn to direct the energy that you've got going on, you could take a Reiki class, or you could do a matrix class, or you could just see what comes up for you. There might be something out there that feels right in the way of learning this for animals. My girlfriend does animal work, and she's does the matrix on animals. If you want to look
under the matrix,
yeah, check on this website. I actually have taken his class. He's an amazing teacher. His name is Richard Barclay, and his name of his organization is the Matrix Energetics. You can just write that down and go right to his site, and he has all these workshops all around the world. Really everywhere that they can teach you how to do the matrix. And it's just a weekend class.
Wow.
So real powerful work. I mean, you would love it. It's just all about energy. And it will teach you how to direct the energy, how to have a focus towards it, especially when you're working with animals. They're so receptive, you know. So, I think this is what it's about for you on many levels. I think that you are being called. I mean, it's kind of where everybody's going right now. I mean, I know that everybody who maybe had this gift who never really got to use it are being called to use it now. I mean, I've heard this happening all the time. Like, people were in the corporate world, and now they're doing matrixes, and they're doing, you know, healing or massage or whatever. And they really have stepped out of the mainstream, and they're kind of just entering it at that level. So I have, you know, that feels right to me. That feels like, yeah, one more wonderful healer on this planet. We need it. And if animals are where you're being called to do it, that is really powerful, you know. I just could see you doing that. You could be going in and helping, you know, go to, you know, when I was doing my service, when I first started, I do service all the time. That's part of the show. is to give away free of what we know how to do. So I was healing at the time. I would go to the animal shelter up here, and they would give me their animals that were very unadoptable because they were afraid, they were shaking, they were nervous. And I would do my, it's called T-Touch, and T-Touch is on only for animals. And I would do this T-Touch on them, and they would get, the next time I'd go in, the animal was gone. And the guy, he was such a sweet guy, and he said, oh, you know, he got adopted the next day. Because I was able to calm him down and so that people could adopt him, right? So I saved that dog's life. So that was my service. I would just do it because I love animals. And I would just go, and they would let me do it. I did have a friend that would let me, that would kind of help me out there and give me the animals that were, you know, needing the help. Mm-hmm. But it could be something that you could start to do, you know.
That sounds actually very interesting, and I'd like to find out more about it. So it's Richard Barkley.
You could go online. T-Touch is the other. It's a videotape, actually, you can buy, and it will show you how to do it. And it's kind of a massage based on relaxing the nervous system for animals. But because you've got this great energy, it's really, they do it on horses, they do it on dogs and cats and everything. It's called T-Touch. So I think the woman is still around, and I think this will, I've been a therapist for over 30 years, a long time now, so this is when I first started, so I'm not quite sure she's still around, but you, I know you could find it on the web. So check those two things out. It feels like that's what you called for, is to find out this information, because, you know, only, you know, if you ask somebody who's been doing anything, you kind of get the right direction. Sometimes everybody's like, going, I don't know what that's about, but I do know, because it did happen to me. So, you know, and it could be that you could be working on people too, you know. You know, it feels like, if I'm looking at your lineage right now, I see these two women right next to you. I do see them with you. And one, I just keep getting that this one says, oh, yes, 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 she says. She has an accent, though. I'm not quite understanding her very well. The grandmother.
The grandma, yeah.
Yeah, the grandmother.
Polish.
Where was she from?
Poland, both.
Oh,
actually.
Okay.
And my mom just passed. So,
and
does she have any messages?
Poland, yeah. Now, I just keep getting that. I'm seeing she's showing me that she didn't. She wasn't quite there. She's telling me she wasn't quite there enough for you. She knows that, she said, because of her situation. And it feels like it was like a situation that she couldn't help. It feels like a trapped feeling when I feel into her.
Yeah, she was an alcoholic.
Okay, yeah. It was like she couldn't help it. She couldn't get out of it. Now she's telling me I'm seeing a very hard life on that woman. I mean, really hard, almost like really prostitute. I see lots of things around her that she just didn't want to do but had to do just to live, you know. So I'm getting that her position in her life had not been good. So her way of numbing herself to the pain of how she felt within herself was the alcohol. And she was quite aware. She says she's quite aware that it wasn't good. But, you know, sometimes when addiction is there, it's their biggest thing. They can't fight it. It's like the demon that just lives inside of them that pulls them to do this thing that they don't want to do, but they just can't stop. And that's the feeling I'm getting around her. Now, was she at all artistic, your mom?
No, my grandmother was.
Okay, because I'm seeing somebody that was quite good with art and drawing and she in really beautiful work. But your mom might have been artistic, but never got a chance to explore it. You know what I mean? And she says, yes, she was. Now, there's something I get that she was she cremated?
Yeah, she was.
Okay. Okay, because she's showing me the, her ashes, and she's saying something like that she, something that someone, she was hoping to take them back to where she was from.
Oh, they are being taken there.
Okay, okay, yeah, that's what she's saying. So she's appreciating that, she's telling me. So the distance, she says the distance, she's telling me, the distance that you felt was the alcohol, but she's telling me that the love she had for you was very great, and she did love you very much. But because of the alcohol, it was really hard for her to ever express anything other than this. It was like it was weighing her whole system down, you know?
Yeah.
But she's saying now she feels free. She's feeling very free. And in that, this is what she's showing me. In this freedom of this addiction, she is now experiencing her light, her amazing gift. And she said she will help you if you choose to be the healer that you're supposed to be. She will help you because all along she said she was actually very good at this too. And this is another numbing. See, when you are very gifted in the arts or in the healing and you're very empathetic and sympathetic, sometimes you can't handle the world around you. It's very, very hard for the, for people to know how to be in the world. So they numb themselves with alcohol or drugs or whatever to make them get through the day, you know, and not be so torn by what they feel and see. So we really just have to see how it was for her. And then in that seeing how it was for her, you can love her from that place of understanding, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I think you never, the almost the anger has, and it felt more like anger, but more like you just said, I don't care. You know, it was like a cut.
Well, I just, you know what, I just distanced myself from her because I didn't, you know, I
yeah.
didn't want to be subjected to being upset each time I wanted to talk to my mother, but then ultimately, it's like I came to terms with what was going to happen, and the way I looked at it was always, you know, she had a sad, difficult life, and she won't be at peace with it until she passes. So that's why I was, you know, at peace with her
yeah,
passing
very.
On, and I'm actually comfortable. I mean, I'm okay with it. You know what I mean? I'm
yeah,
at peace with
yeah.
it. My other family members,
good to
they...
Me.
Yeah, my other family members, they think that there's something wrong with me. But the way I look at it, I've already cried all my tears for her when she was alive.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
So,
I hear you. And you released her from, in knowing that she's now free from
yeah.
this addiction. Yeah, I hear you. And I think that's the most wonderful thing that you can do for a spirit, instead of hold her captive by your fear, by your own anger. Because when we have anger towards somebody, guess what? That holds them just to a level of dimension. But when you have let her go in that capacity to understand where she was, you have let her, you've freed her, and in a loving way. So, yeah,
so
absolutely.
I have let her go, right?
Yeah, you have let her go.
Okay.
And that is why she can come to you to be of service to you, because you don't have any remorse left. You have just a clear feeling about it, you know? I'm happy that she's gotten released. I'm happy she's free. And in that, you have released her from anything that she could have felt bad about doing and not doing, in a sense, with you. So it's very, very positive. It's almost like you've cleaned up your lineage from it being this angry lineage that keeps going. You know what I mean? Very,
mm-hmm.
very good. Yeah. And yes, you are, you know, because of your ability to step out of what, you know, the story and all that, and moved into this place of recognizing what was important to you, you have actually stopped the lineage from coming into you and continuing, you know?
Oh, God, that is just so good to hear. Just because, you know, she was an alcoholic, her dad was, her brother is, and that's something that always weighed over me. Is this something that I'm going to have to be careful about for myself or for my kids?
Right. But you already did
yeah.
it. You already did it energetically. You moved away from it being your lineage, which you already did on an energy level. It's not there. Because it was something that, you know, you had the capacity to withstand in a sense, because it is. Alcohol is like a little green monster that hangs around people, and it becomes this little energy ball that, you know, that follows through in families, and that's what I've noticed. So it is an addiction, but in a sense, it's something that you can break according to your energy, too. I mean, a lot of people, if you can see it, you can stop it. You know, and what you did do is you saw it and you didn't allow it to come into your life. Very powerful. Very, very powerful. So, you know, that is where it changes. When the shift happens and the lineage doesn't continue. Like if you were at your mother's door every day and she was drinking and you got tied up into the whole dynamics of the alcoholic, yeah, guess what? You still have it going on. But because you did separate and because you didn't let this become a part of your world, you already did a lot of energy work already in letting it not be your truth or the lineage of your children any longer. Very good.
Well,
yeah, very good.
That's good to hear right now, because before I was feeling and made to feel guilty about it, that I walked away you know, a sick person, but I'm just like, it won't make a difference if I'm there.
No, you did good. I don't know why people, maybe the person who, or whoever made you feel guilty was an enabler or somebody who would have chosen to get involved with the whole drama of an alcoholic. That might have been who didn't like what you did because they would not have been strong enough to not do it. But, you know, absolutely, you did a good job. Absolutely, you fought the demons to kind of move into that energy of the alcoholic and let it become your world. So I don't know who said that to you, but you have to look at their situation and maybe why it was not okay for them to do it. But from a spiritual standpoint, you did good work. Very, very good. You know, you didn't get involved. You saw it. You loved it anyway. You let it be in the distance, in a sense, do what it's going to do, but you didn't let it into your world to, in a sense, destroy your beauty and your peace. I mean, that's great. That's great wisdom. So, in a sense, you are already a great healer because you had the capacity to heal that particular piece in your own life and your own lineage. So, that's why I'm sure this is happening for you now. Because you stepped out of the paradigm that was what was once, you know, the truth of, like, your situation, you know, of how you arrived, and you didn't let that be who you were, you know? So that's a healer right there. It's like gurus, you know, gurus, they come from parents, but they are not attached to the lineage of their parents. You know, my guru, I mean, I love Sai Baba. And his parents, you know, he was born, he, like, separated at 14, and they did their thing, and he loved his parents, but he knew who he was. He knew he was not of that world, he was of this world, of a different one. And he chose to do his work and stepped away, in a sense, from the lineage of his birth. And so, in a sense, that's what you did. And that's a very powerful thing to know. So in that, there is great, in a sense, greatness for you that's coming your way. And I could see, you know, you doing your work at an amazing level once you take this on as something you want to do. So, you know what I mean? So see it as something that you want to do and that's coming to you. It's showing you. Animals are just wonderful like that. They'll show you. I have a cat that works with me. And you know, I work with a lot of cancer patients, and I've got to just share this story real quick with you. But every time this one girl, Julie, would come, she had breast cancer. And my cat, first time, would sit on her breast that they removed in the whole session, and then every session after that, he moved around. He'd move on her knee, and he moved on her pelvic, and then for a little while, we all noticed that he was just sitting on her pelvic at all the whole time, like in her lap, and not on her breast at all. So Julie said, "Isn't that funny? Charlie just keeps on sitting on my pelvic," and I'm like, "Yeah, that's really interesting." Turns out that the cancer had spread into her pelvic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And he knew it, and we knew it, that he knew something, because he would like fight to get in the room, but he would constantly sit on her pelvic girdle, and then we found out that it had spread into her spine and into her sacrum. Interesting, you know, real interesting. And the night that Julie died, I was here. Julie came to me in my room, and I was helping her go through, and my cat shows up and sits on my bed while I'm talking to Julie. It was like just right there for it. It's a whole experience. So they're so aware of what, you know, of energy.
Yeah.
And what's going on. So for this cat to be coming to you, he is definitely showing you the energy that you are holding in your fingers, in your being. So learning how to work with it is going to be real powerful for you, because then you can work with people, you can work with animals, you can work with everybody, you know. And there's Reiki. That's a really wonderful hands-on energy work. And there's that T-Touch, and then there's Matrix Energetics. So check on all three of those, because I see that that would be where you're going to be going once you decide to take the class and to kind of get on board and to kind of learn this new way, you know. And it's just wonderful work. You're just going to love it, you know. It's something that I'm sure you're going to say, I could do this. It's so who you are, you know.
Well, I'm so glad I called today, Patty. Really, I really am. I think you're wonderful. And thank you for what you're doing for all of us. You helped me immensely. I was just calling to find out about a dude, and you're giving me all this wonderful information.
It's never about the dude, man. You know, I will believe that you will call because you have a question, but it never ends up into the question. I mean, because we're so much bigger than that. You know, we're so much bigger than that. You know, this is where the purpose. One of the cards I pulled was soul purpose for you. So soul purpose is ultimately what will be why and what we're here to do. And as a healer goes, and it's funny that the card I pulled was that you were going to be helping him. So there may be an issue. Maybe he's sick. Maybe he needs your energy. I just get that, you know, you're going to be started. You, just like that animal's coming to you for you to help him feel better, people will start to come to you who need your help, who need your hands to touch them. I had friends, and this is funny, I'll just tell you a quick story. When I was in India, Sai Baba let me touch his feet. I touched his feet. And as soon as I touched his feet, I just got zapped with, like, it felt like 1,000 bolts of energy came into my body. It was like, whoa, you know. So I'm walking out of this big group. I mean, I'm in India. There's thousands of people to see Sai Baba. And I'm walking out, and this man, who I don't even know, comes over to me and says, I saw you touch Sai Baba. Could you touch me? And I said,
really?
Yeah, he said, could you touch me, please? And I said, sure. And he goes, I've had a very bad stomach ache. Could you touch me? So I just put my hands on his stomach, and the guy just, whew, he just looked like I just, you know, nailed him with 1,000 bolts of it. His eyes were fluttering, and I'm on the streets of India touching this guy. And it was just the most bizarre, amazing thing that ever happened, you know. I mean, just out of blue. I don't even know. Could you tell, you know, because he saw the whole thing happen. And I was already working as a healer at the time when I saw, you know, Sai Baba. But I think that what happened to me, I got charged up a million times, you know, after he touched me. And it was just now everywhere I went, there was somebody who would just always sit in front of me and said, could you, you know, my neck hurts, my, and I would just start to do just touching, just energy work. And that just changed everything, because as you get to see that, you know, that you are holding a vibration of energy that can help heal, you get that you do it all the time. You know, I mean, literally, I'll go to the market. I see somebody hopping around. I just send them. I just, like, walk by them now and just, you know, send them energy, see the pelvic girdle straighten out. You know, I also am medically trained, too, so, I mean, I can see things. So I just do it. I just do it, and then just walk by. I don't, you know, don't even have to touch anymore. And the Matrix will teach you that kind of work. So, you know, you may want to do the hands-on and then learn the Matrix, because that kind of teaches you that you do touch, but you're actually touching, like, in a whole other framework of touching. So this is, like, beautiful for you, man. I'm so excited for you. You don't know what a wonderful existence will be ahead of you. It's just awesome that you finally, you know, through all of this, finally arrived at this amazing place that you're in. And it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's a lot of, you're being called to be doing things you won't understand. That's something you're going to have to just get used to. You will not understand what you're doing, and that's beautiful. You don't have to know. You just have to have an open heart and let the energy work through you. And it will, that's as simple as it gets, you know? That's your open heart. You just kind of come into your heart and just touch from there. And you don't have to, you know, go A, B, and C, and that, all that. You know, I've got all my degrees. I mean, every single healing degree. I've got every degree that I went to school for medicine. I did it all. And, you know, right now, the best I can say is to be as innocent and new, and in a sense, open to just seeing what happens and letting your spirit tell you what to do. And then that's it. You know, that's ultimately the truth of healing. So, you know, I love the things because it kind of gives you a form. You know, when you do Reiki, it gives you kind of a form to work in, and I like that. I think the mind needs that too, just to have an idea of what we're doing. But then after that, you just let it all go anyway and just do what you're meant to do, you know. So blessings to you, and let me know how it goes, okay?
Thank you so much, Patty. You're awesome, and this is the best phone call I've made in a long time. So you're
well,
right.
Tell your friends. You know, we just keep this going because, for me, I keep it going. My girlfriend's going to be coming on next week, and she does dream analyzing. She's just an amazing healer, too. And she does one-on-one healing, but she also does work, like, you know, with dreams. So call next week if you have a dream that you want to analyze and see how it goes.
Okay, thank you.
And blessings to everyone. I'm going to have to get going. Our time is up. So let me know how it goes, okay? I promise.
Absolutely.
I will keep you.
Thank you.
Yeah. And if there's any questions, you want to email me for information on what we talked about. If you forgot, you know, the name of something, just email, and I will send any information. Even the matrix, I can send it to you via the email. Okay, love?
Thank you so much.
No
worries. All right. Bye-bye.
Blessings. Okay, well, we are down for the count. I always run over, but what a lovely, lovely, amazing show. Thanks for everybody calling in. And just tell your friends, because that's how we keep this going. Tell your friends to tune in. The more we tuned in, the more people that will come on the show, too, of interest that you might want to talk to. But thank you again for calling and trusting me with your souls and your secrets and your amazing spirits. I will keep the highest vibration for everyone I spoke to tonight. So today, so just realize that miracles are always happening. Blessings. Bye-bye.